From NPR News, I'm Tony Cox. It's that time of the year, not just a time for kids to frolic in the cheery atmosphere of the season or for adults to flood to malls for last-minute gifts for under the tree. It's time for the annual cultural wars to begin, and this year they are hotter than ever. On conservative talk shows and on the internet, some are again demanding that schools and communities put the Christ back in Christmas, and that Christmas not be sublimated by the notion of holidays and all its implied inclusiveness. The topic is particularly controversial following this year's election, which many conservatives argue resulted in an affirmation of Christian faith at the polls. With me now to discuss this controversy is Rabbi Michael Lerner of the Beit Tikkun Synagogue in San Francisco and editor of Tikkun Magazine. He joins us today from Pacifica Station, KPFA in Berkeley. Rabbi Lerner, welcome.
Hi, glad to be with you.
So, happy holidays, as a saying, is particularly controversial this year. Does the fervor around this issue come as a surprise to you?
Not at all. When I was a child growing up in a public school and was forced to sing Christmas carols that asked me to say joy in the highest because Jesus Christ had been born to save the world, I found it as a Jew very oppressive to be in that situation. But as I grew up into the society and recognized the transformations that have taken place, I now see that a great deal of what was beautiful about Christmas has been pushed out as well, not just the coercive aspects, which I'm glad were pushed out of the public sphere, but also the underlying spiritual message. What we've seen instead is a triumph of materialism and selfishness. Under the guise of celebrating Christmas, we have a huge flurry of activity around buying and consuming. We don't want to make it impossible for the spiritual truths that underlie religion to be articulated together and celebrated together. So I want to wish you a Merry Christmas, just a happy holiday.
Well, thank you. Let's zero in on this point a little bit, because I think that there is some confusion. There is, in my mind at least, whether or not the complaint as it relates to how the season is celebrated has more to do with the commercial aspects that you alluded to, or whether or not the Christian right rightfully feels that the message is being diluted by the inclusion of other faiths which do not want to put forth the Christian notion.
Well, I think that Christians are absolutely right to want to insist that there be a place to celebrate Jesus in his particularity. And the birth of Jesus and what that means to the Christian religion should be celebrated and should be put back into Christmas at the center of Christmas. And I believe that should be celebrated in people's homes and in people's churches. Now, that's different from what should go on in the public sphere. In the public sphere, we have many different religious and spiritual traditions who are celebrating at the same time. And so recognizing that in the public sphere, we can validate all of those different religious traditions and yet insist that there be a sacred space for Christianity in its churches and in Christian homes to affirm the religious message.
But we are talking about the degree to which these various faiths are celebrated, and whether or not the fact that as a Judeo-Christian nation, America should predominantly celebrate the Christian ethic at this time of year.
Well, there's a Christian message that is really a very similar to a Jewish message that says that this is a time for the rebirth of hope. What could be a more beautiful message than a symbol of that, than the birth of a child in a manger? After all, this is essentially a homeless family. They have no place to go. It's a beautiful symbol of the most powerless becoming potentially powerful, of the most powerless bringing a message of joy and hope to the world. That message should be affirmed in every place. And in fact, it's a spiritual message that's shared by all of the different religious and spiritual traditions. That can be in the public sphere. Now, believing that this particular child is the Messiah who became the Son of God, that's a particular religious tradition that shouldn't be required or taught to all peoples, but should be taught in the churches and not in the schools. It should be taught in the families, but not in the television. Unfortunately, what then replaced it in television was not a universal spiritual message, but a universal materialist consumption message of the capitalist marketplace.
So are you saying, or would you believe then, that to say happy holidays versus Merry Christmas or Happy Hanukkah, does this trivialize it to get caught up on those terms?
Well, I think that it's not the right issue. I'm perfectly happy as a Jew to affirm Merry Christmas to everybody who wants to hear Merry Christmas, and Happy Hanukkah to everybody who wants to hear Happy Hanukkah, and Happy Kwanzaa for those who want to hear Happy Kwanzaa. The critical issue is, can we create a place that is safe for spiritual life in this country? And I'm afraid that in the public sphere today, spiritual life has been eliminated entirely in the favor of materialism and selfishness. And that's what many Christians are rebelling against. Unfortunately, the religious right has tried to take the legitimate anger that many Christians feel about the spirituality of Christmas being destroyed by the economic marketplace and by the excessive consumption, and transformed it into anger at Jews and anger at secularists, as though we wanted to destroy all spiritual content in the society. We don't. We want to affirm the deepest spiritual truths of all religious traditions. And that's what we at Tikkun, what we are trying to do is to say there needs to be a middle path that both affirms spirituality but keeps particular religious traditions within those particular religious communities.
Michael Lerner is rabbi of the Beit Tikkun Synagogue in San Francisco and editor of Tikkun Magazine. He joined us today from Pacifica Station KPFA in Berkeley, California. Rabbi Lerner, thank you very much for being with us.
Thank you so much.